Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where Fleet and Family Support Center experts take small parts of some of our classes and relevant everyday information and make it into quick, easy, digestible tidbits or podcasts. We're also busy this day and age with so many different things fighting for our time and attention. The goal is to make this helpful information available to you in 5 minutes or less so you can do other important things with your time, like spending time with loved ones. My wish is that with these podcasts being so short, you can listen and learn and take something away, maybe on your 15-minute break at work, or in between putting the kids down for bed and spending time with your significant other, or even have a short little podcast maybe before your evening walk, or to add to your self-care routine. My hope is that these podcasts will meet you where you are in your busy life and be something that adds to your life in a positive and impactful way. I hope you enjoy and find this information helpful. Today, I'm sharing a two-part series on personal financial management tips and savings. This is part one. Finances are one of life's greatest stressors. This fact is amplified in the wake of natural disasters and health crises. Whether your finances have remained stable or you have experienced financial unrest, there is always room for improvement. Individuals and families whose income is unchanged, but their living expenses reduced, should reflect on their increased spending power and account status. Financial institutions that are FDIC or NCUA insured are typically your safest place to store your funds. Your bank or credit union is able to provide literature explaining federal deposit insurance. Now, let's get to the good stuff and talk about savings a bit. First, let us take stock of spending items that sometimes feel necessary, but in this day and age that we're in right now, are kind of proven as luxuries. What are some of those spending items that you deem necessary? Are there any of those spending items that you could end up cutting out, or maybe just monitoring a bit more? If you did, would you save a lot more money? Or maybe be able to afford something that you just didn't have funds for beforehand. For example, I know for me, it's the daily $5 cups of coffee from Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, McDonald's, or maybe it's your favorite mom and pop shop. Or something else, another guilty pleasure of mine is everyday McDonald's $1 Coca-Cola visits. All of that has now turned into at-home coffee and creamer and pantry or fridge visits. But the good news is, it's been saving at least $6 per day. If you are saving $6 per day, that can truly help military families. You could be saving $180 per month just by doing something as simple as that. Savings multiply when considering reduced fuel consumption and halted office lunch visits, going out to eat, that kind of thing. We're in this new normal. If you ever needed a way to build an emergency fund or pay off that next credit card, this is it. Use this time wisely and watch to see where you are 6 months from now. You can have so much more freedom and so many more choices and opportunities if you do. So I want to talk a little bit more about savings today. The Navy recommends personnel build their emergency savings until they have 1 to 3 months' worth of income. The civilian side is a little different. Recommends that people build their emergency savings for 3 to 6 months' worth of income. Now, this emergency savings is then put into a savings, checking, or money market account. I say money market due to getting a little bit more rate of return, and it seems to have a bit more restrictions for you taking money in or out, which will help you not touch it as much, a little bit more than basic savings or checking type accounts. But your bank or credit union can tell you the different types of savings, checking, money market, CDs, any of those different types of accounts where you're kind of wondering, like, which one should I have? A lot of people, like myself, have multiple different accounts like that for different things. And then you can decide what's best for you and your family. Now, you never want your emergency savings to not be liquid or something that you cannot get to immediately if something were to happen. When something happens, because that's just life. Therefore, in other words, this money should not be tied up in stocks or bonds or mutual funds, etc. We want to be able to get to that cash as soon as possible, as quickly as possible. In addition, your emergency fund is only used for true emergencies. I cannot stress this enough. That might be like a death or loss of job. It's for the unexpected and extreme cases. If it's car troubles, maybe kids back to school, shopping, maybe vacation, that type of stuff. That type of stuff you know is coming, and it's not really an emergency. We want to plan and budget for those types of things. In addition, when you use your emergency savings for emergency, you want to try to fill it back up again as soon as possible once you get back on your feet. If you do not have an emergency fund, that is completely okay. So don't feel judged or shameful or anything like that. We all had to start somewhere. And honestly, now is the perfect time to start one. What can you do today to start your emergency savings fund? Join me tomorrow for picking up where we left off on part two of this series on personal financial management tips and savings. See you then.